Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our last session. I am not going to probably use the microphone the whole time because I'm going to be doing stuff on my iPad. But I am going to audio record this, and this is a fun session. I'd love to do this session, and I'm very happy that we've got more than 45 minutes because usually I'll just have 45 minutes to share apps. So the first one that I will mention is a little app called Cinch, and this is an app that my youngest daughter's first grade teacher used to document the stories that they did about superheroes this year. I'm going to use it to record our session today. So by recording it on my iPhone, which I'm not going to be, you know, using, and by the way, I put it on airplane mode so a text message or a phone call wouldn't interrupt it, which I've learned is a good thing to do. It'll just record our whole session. So I'm just going to kind of put this down on the table up here and record. We live in a really exciting day for learning. We live in a disruptive day where folks have things in their pockets and in their backpacks and in their purses that have amazing power that people even a few years ago might not have dreamed that they could have. How many of you have some kind of mobile device today that can record a video? Anybody have a device to record a video? Look at that. Okay, lots and lots of folks. Not everybody does. There is a digital divide. There's also a digital participation gap. We shouldn't assume all our kids have devices and all our kids can do all these things with what they have because they don't all have them. But increasingly, students are obtaining powerful devices that can not only make phone calls, but can also allow them to create and share rich media. So the site for today you can access by going to playingwithmedia.com, and you can link to that. I thought I was going to go ahead and sort of switch off in between the iPad and my laptop, but I just decided to go ahead and stay on the iPad because it'll be easier. And so if I go to Google and I simply put in the words playing with media, I'm not the top hit yet. I'm down here at about number 5. But playingwithmedia.com is the site, and today I've got links to all of these resources right at the first post. Now on this site, I've got links to resources for text, images, audio, and video, and those do include applications. And we can take a look at that here in a minute and click on video. But as I scroll down here, the last session that I've got is our iOS apps for productivity and sharing. And you can click the link, and it's a longer address, one that you're not going to probably want to write down. And that's why the Playing with Media address is a good one to jot down, because it's going to allow you to get to that site. I will be doing everything on iOS, but a lot of what I'll be describing will work on Android and other platforms, and even regular smartphones, and in some cases web browsers. I'm going to hold my finger down as I click this link, and I get a pop-up menu, just like I did a right-click, and I'm going to choose to open in a new page, and so that way you can see what that looks like in a new page, and I still have my old page open. So this particular page we'll be using for our session today, and it is linked to all of the applications, in fact, more applications than we'll have time to go over, but we're going to talk about some in each one of these categories. Before we do that, though, I want to note one more thing, and that is that here at the top of this site, I'm going to click the word video, and we're going to see some links to some of the apps that we're going to talk about today for doing sharing. So mobile video apps, we've got StoryRobe, SonicPix, RealDirector, those apps are here, and when you click on those on a regular computer web browser, they're going to show you a web page. When you click on them here, like if I click on SonicPix, in some cases it'll take you to a web page, in other cases it's going to take you directly to the app itself, and it's going to open up inside the app store. So there are many free apps, but there are also some apps that are worth paying for, in my opinion, to be able to especially create and share content. So let's begin with an app that I think is probably underutilized, and it is an app that will work on whatever kind of device you have, whether it's just a web browser or whether you've got a mobile device. I'm going to show a link to Ms. Buxton's